Hello, and welcome to the News Cycle. I'm Katrina Hawes, and I'll be your host for today. It's Monday, April 5th. The pandemic has changed the way families connect, with many spending more time together at home. Some have chosen to make the most of the increased time with their intermediate family and are even trying new activities together. Dakota Rutherford has the story.
Quarantine may have limited many social activities for the past year, yet some people have chosen to use this as an opportunity to start doing more with their family. Davis High student Emily Hawes, for one, has begun spending more time with her family.
We often go on walks and things to get outside. We've gone on a couple hikes on the weekends. Sometimes we'll watch TV together.
The time spent doing more ventures with family is also bringing members closer. A study conducted by OnePoll found that out of 2,000 Americans, 66% have reported feeling closer to the family since the beginning of lockdown. Hawes says that's true about her relationship with her mother.
Now she's working from home, and so we'll talk to her during lunch and during the day, so I feel like I tell her more about my day. Whereas before, she'd be like, how's your day? And I'm like, it was fine, and go to my room and start homework.
Davis resident Isis Huber has also been spending more time with her family doing various activities.
Some activities that my family and I have done together would be watching movie series and playing board games and going on hikes and camping trips. We've watched the Harry Potter series, Star Wars, and a bunch of Marvel movies.
So although quarantine may have taken away time out with friends, for some it has given the opportunity to grow closer with family and hopefully make long-lasting bonds. For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Dakota Rutherford reporting.
For some, the pandemic is bringing them closer to family in a positive way, while for others, being cooped up inside is placing a negative strain on their relationships with family members. Julia Lindbergh has the story.
The normal lives that we were so used to are long gone. The pandemic has caused so much suffering and stress, which is resulting in the relationships and families becoming more strained. Kristen Rokop, a licensed psychologist here in Davis who works with kids and adolescents, has noticed some of the issues that have been occurring.
Maybe particularly with younger kids, I would say I see a lot of anxieties increasing. So they're becoming really afraid of going out of the house or of germs or, illness, that sort of thing. And then that sort of interfaces with issues within the family. So sometimes parents don't know how to reassure kids, but at the same time, make sure that they're appropriately distancing and, washing their hands and doing all of those things.
Stephanie Clifton, a licensed marriage and family therapist here in Davis, points out that with some families, it's not too little space that's the issue.
There's isolation in the home too. So not just with the family outside of their family, but also within the family. Everyone's kind of at their computer a lot or in their own spaces or in their own rooms. And that worries me in terms of mental health.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Julia Lim.
Many families with young children rely on local preschools to provide childcare during the day. However, local preschools were forced to make some adjustments to their day-to-day operations due to COVID-19. Sophia Young has the story.
At Applegate Nursery, Nancy Hodges from administration says there have been big changes, and she's glad that the preschool was able to survive financially.
We had to close last March. We stayed closed until this school year last fall, but we are only able to open at half our capacity.
Morgan Calloway, the vice principal of Mary Hill Preschool, says that their preschool has also made adjustments to protocol and rules to ensure that the kids stay safe and healthy. Prior to the pandemic, parents were able to walk their children in during drop-off.
And now, since we've been open since June, parents are no longer allowed in the buildings. They can just come and basically a run and drop. They drop their kids to the outside of the door and then they have to go.
Within the preschool, changes have been made as well. The preschool has specific layouts that show the placement of tables and chairs to prevent children from sitting directly next to each other. But for young preschoolers, it's no surprise that concepts like social distancing can be difficult to wrap their little minds around.
At this age, it's still kind of hard to keep them completely separate from each other. They want to play and, you know, be close to each other.
To limit this, staff members make sure that only a few students are allowed in the building at the same time. In addition, all students and staff that enter the building are now required to do a daily temperature check. And their sick policy has changed.
In the way that now if there is any symptoms of runny nose or anything like that, we do have them stay out for longer periods of time.
If the kids show signs of any symptoms, they now have to stay home for 72 hours instead of 24. For Blue Devil Hub, this is Sophia Young.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Katrina Hawes and Jihan Moon are the producers. Our theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.